From about 9,000 to 2,700 years ago, a complicated series of local, archaic, hunter-gatherer societies flourished across the eastern woodlands. The densest populations concentrated in river valleys and near lakes. In general, however, archaic populations of this period in the east and the Midwest tended to make use of winter base camps close to water and placed near to locations where deer could be hunted in winter and other winter foods might be taken. And then, in the spring, summer, and fall, when there was a lot more food across the landscape, think of edible landscapes, people would move out into smaller camps for collecting plant and other seasonal foods, as well as for collecting the critical raw materials, such as tool-making stone. And inevitably, this mobility brought greater interconnectedness, more exchange, and more complex social arrangements. By 8,000 years ago, the highest population densities were in larger river valleys, where fishing was now very important, where nut harvests, pistachios, acorns, and other species were of critical importance in the fall, and where migrating waterfowl were flow into the area in enormous numbers in spring and fall, the great flyways like that on the Mississippi Valley. And some of these locations were occupied almost continuously over many thousands of years. You're getting more and more of a trend towards permanent settlement. What does this foreshadow? Later on, farming. The Costa site is the most famous archaeological site of the Midwest in the Illinois Valley, supported archaic hunter-gatherers in seasonal camps and later in more permanent base camps from at least 8,500 years ago until later than 7,000 years ago. As long as the population remained fairly stable, the Costa people could find most of their food within 3 miles of their settlement. It was a concentrated life, and later on we find that territories get more confined, territorial boundaries closer drawn, as populations rise, and from this reservoir emerge some of the cultural developments of later times, which we talk about later in the course. The Desert West was very arid landscape. It was a landscape which teemed with various, often very inconspicuous, edible foods. Inevitably, in this area, which did not have a great diversity of food resources in abundance, and where water was scarce, the Paleo-Indian and later populations were widely scattered and very sparse. They tended, these arid lands, to become increasingly dry over the millennia, culminating in about 5,000 BC. By this time, the inhabitants had responded to much drier conditions by exploiting a far more diverse resource base. Their favored place to live, and of course, such locations were rare, were the margins of permanent lakes and marshes. For example, in interior California, in Paleo-Indian times, around 10,000 years ago, lakes, pluvial lakes, remnants of much higher rainfall in earlier times, were relatively common across the landscape. These were focuses of settlement, but as these lakes vanished, such locations became rare and highly prized. And it's no coincidence that caves, such as Danger Cave and Hogup Cave in Utah, which lay close to marshland areas, to wetlands, where waterfowl abounded, where plant foods could be found for much of the year, where fish like chub could be taken, were occupied again and again over thousands of years, from as early as 11,000 years ago, right up to the very threshold of modern times. There was tremendous continuity in the desert culture of the West. It varied from region to region, and the Great Basin, of course, is the epitome of these cultures, but the culture was always highly mobile, with a very simple material culture, well preserved in dry caves, and an adaptation that was perfectly tuned to a life where mobility, reliable water supplies, and constant scheduling, careful scheduling, to coincide, to be in certain places when clumps of seasonal foods were in favor or in harvest, was essential. You're dealing with a culture where intimate knowledge of the environment was the key to survival, as was mobility. Such a common phenomenon in earlier prehistory.